With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. The cremated remains of Judy Martz will be escorted Friday from Butte to Helena by the Montana Highway Patrol and officers from the Butte Silver Bow Sheriff's Department. Members of the public are invited to pay their respects to her from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in the Capitol's Rotunda. A memorial service will be held for Martz at the Butte Civic Center at 11 a.m. on Saturday. The service will be led by Martz's nephew, Rob Crippen. Martz, a Republican, died Monday in Butte at 74. She had been battling pancreatic cancer. She served as governor from 2001 to 2005. Another Democrat has jumped into the growing field of candidates vying to challenge Republican Representative Greg Gianforte for Montana's at-large U.S. House seat. Whitefish attorney Jared Pettinato says he wants to spur Montana's economy by expanding its wind energy capacity in the east and allowing more logging in the west.
We spent 80 years taking out the largest trees in the forest and suppressing all of the wildfires, and that has changed the conditions of our forest in a general way. Humans have created the system of extreme wildfires. We hold the responsibility to try to fix it. And some of that means thinning in some places that are too dense, and it means cleaning up a lot of the other places.
Pettinato worked for the past decade as a natural resources lawyer for the U.S. Department of Justice. Other Democrats in the race include State Representative Tom Woods and former State Representative Kathleen Williams, Billings attorney John Heenan, and former Land Trust Director Grant Keir of Missoula. Both of Montana's senators questioned federal oversight of a multi-million dollar contract between Montana-based Whitefish Energy and the Puerto Rican electric utility during a Senate committee hearing today. Nikki Ouellette reports.
Senators John Tester and Steve Daines grilled administrators overseeing power restoration efforts in Puerto Rico during the U.S. Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs hearing. During the hearing on this year's hurricane season, Senator Tester, a Democrat, said he didn't understand how the Puerto Rican utility, also called PREPA, chose Whitefish Energy.
I should be tickled pink that they gave a contract to a company in Montana, but as you look at the situation, two people, been in business 2 years, never done disaster work before. What kind of people are on this board? So I don't understand what's going on here, and I don't understand what the accountability is. We have a federal financial oversight board. Maybe they're not doing their job, but somebody's not doing their job.
Republican Senator Steve Daines said he had never heard of Whitefish Energy until news of its contract broke. Daines asked Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Brock Long whether FEMA had approved of the contract. Long said it had not, to which Daines replied,
"It's always one of the concerns. When we have a disaster, of course we want to move quickly. People are in need. People are dying. But we also want to make sure we're accountable, efficient, and there's oftentimes opportunity for a tremendous amount of waste in a situation where we're throwing, billions of dollars at some of these disasters."
PREPA announced Sunday it would cancel the Whitefish contract following mounting scrutiny from Congress and local officials about how it was negotiated. Whitefish Energy wrote in a statement Tuesday that it will complete work currently underway as part of a so-called wind-down process. The company says that its subcontractors may continue work under management from the Puerto Rican utility. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. A U.S. district judge says work on a Montana coal mine expansion can continue, averting layoffs while a new climate change study is completed. At a hearing today in Missoula, Judge Donald Malloy heard arguments on whether Signal Peak Energy could do preliminary work in the expansion area of Bull Mountain Mine. Malloy ruled in August that federal officials who approved the expansion overstated the mine's economic benefits and failed to consider its climate change impacts. Signal Peak attorneys filed an emergency motion Friday asking the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to intervene. The company had warned 30 workers would be laid off by the end of October and up to 150 more in the coming months under a prior order from the judge. The mine north of Billings employs about 250 people. U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte says blocking frivolous lawsuits and boosting emergency spending on wildfires would help restore Montana's forests to better health. Gianforte made the comments while touring clearcuts in the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest on Monday with U.S. Representative Bruce Westerman of Arkansas. The Missoulian reports that the two Republican congressmen are backing a proposed bill in Congress dealing with forest management. The two representatives toured parts of the East Deer Lodge Landscape Restoration Project and Sun Mountain Lumber Co.'s Deer Lodge Sawmill. The project includes about 2,500 acres of harvestable timber, as well as other sites where crews cleared out large stands of beetle-killed lodgepole pine. This morning's low temperature of 19 degrees in Missoula is the coldest since March 7th, and it's only a harbinger of wintry weather to come. National Weather Service meteorologist Trent Smith.
We have multiple systems that are going to start impacting the western Montana, actually all of Montana.
The first system is expected to bring cold air and a few inches of snow to western Montana, mostly along the Continental Divide, starting tonight. The next wintry plume of moisture could bring anywhere from 6 to 12 inches of snow to northwest Montana starting Thursday. Another cold front will move in on Friday and Saturday, which will push that moisture to the south.
Here in the valleys, especially northwest Montana, over that five-day period, they could see anywhere from 5 to 12 inches of snow in the valleys. I mean, actually impacting the towns of Libby, Troy, Kalispell, West Glacier.
The forecast gets a little tricky to pin down the further south you go. Smith says most locations across west-central Montana could see anywhere from a half inch to 6 inches of snow. That's a pretty big spread, but it's just too soon to know where the warm and cold air will collide. Daytime highs will range in the upper 30s to low 40s for the foreseeable future. The Montana Highway Patrol says a 21-year-old man has died after his vehicle was struck by an elk that was hit by another car on Highway 200 near Potomac. The crash happened around 7 p.m. Monday. The patrol says a car headed east hit an elk, which sent the elk into a Dodge truck going the opposite direction. The truck lost control and went down an embankment. The driver of the truck was pronounced dead at the scene. The other driver was not seriously hurt. The name of the victim was not immediately released. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.